Hello and welcome to Zombie Beach.
Hey Dan, how you doing?
Jerry, I'm doing awesomer.
Awesomer.
Yes.
More awesome than awesome, huh?
Yes, it's like awesome squared is what I like to call it, which is more awesomer than possumer.
That sounds darn good.
Yes.
Indeed.
Indeed.
So
we've been hanging around each other way too long. If we start finishing each other's sentences, good Lord.
So, anything new and exciting?
Well, you know, nothing new and exciting. Kind of sad that we only had two comments on our last podcast, but I would suppose that's because we've been away for so long and people either have downloaded it. Now, how does this work? You're going to have to enlighten me, because you would think it's ironic that someone who does a podcast doesn't really know how these things work. So if you could enlighten me. Do, like, when we put this podcast out, do people automatically get it downloaded if they've subscribed to Zombie Beach, or do they have manually go in and do it?
If they're getting it through iTunes, yes, and they've subscribed to us, it would be automatic download.
Oh.
And people who do it that way don't necessarily go to our website ever.
Right.
And so would not comment. Oh. People can go to the website and listen to it directly on the website.
Which right is what I there. Do.
We are also a part of a number. You could get us through Zoom and several other different podcasting channel things like Mediafly. So many. I went out and I signed us up to all these different ones, and I've subscribed us. And I don't even know all the different places that people get to us, but. But the only people who tend to comment would be the ones who either go, gee, I have to go to the website and comment, or we're sitting there listening to it on the website and then comment.
Hmm.
So who knows?
Okay. Didn't know. I just thought maybe that we'd lost them forever, or that they didn't know. Care.
We'll gain some back, I'm sure. I hate to beg, but...
No, begging, we are not below begging.
Well, no, I was just, you know, we don't get any money for this. If you want to show us some love, leave us a comment just to let us know you're out there. That's all we ask. Just to say, hi, we're listening. That's it.
We do this for the accolades only.
Yes. So,
I haven't been accoladed in a long time. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
I was just saying, in certain parts of the country, people would go, TMI, man.
Yeah, exactly. Which is not the same as being yakalade, which if you have that happen, you've got bigger problems, my friend.
Weird Al yakalade.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's
the yakalade commercial.
Yakalade. I'm feeling thirsty. And I need some accolades.
Let's make a big pot of accolade. What would that say? Yakalade. What would that taste like?
It's like Gatorade made out of yak juice.
And that's what I'm thinking. It's like, could you just see the big Kool-Aid jug with a yak sitting in it? What the hell am I doing here?
We're going down a really, really strange and uncomfortable path right now.
We are entering dark territory, my friend.
We are indeed.
Stay thirsty. Stay thirsty, my yak friends.
Ugh.
So, moving on from the accolades.
Okay.
Which is really very funny. You know, I think I had a cousin who used to drive a yakalade. Had 24-inch wheels.
They're from the Ukraine, right?
Yes, they are, as a matter of
fact. So it's a hard to find import.
Yeah, you can't, and trust me, and keeping the upholstery nice is really a drag.
Especially since it's like, what?
Big hairy,
yeah. You say it.
No, we'll just move on. We'll keep our yakalades to ourselves. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, how you doing?
Well, good night, everybody.
Before we go, I found a place, because on our last podcast, we brought up the question of what comes after terabyte.
Oh, yes.
And so I found a list.
Okay.
So we have gigabytes,
yes,
which is a 1,000 megabytes.
Right.
And then we know 1,000 gigabytes is a terabyte, which I just, by the way, bought today. I ran out of room on my external 500 gigabyte drive.
If you can believe that,
I ran out of room.
Good so Lord, what are you saving? What are you downloading?
I back up things like crazy because I know hard drives die.
Yeah, see, you're smart that way. I have lost so much great crap that.
I know. I just it hurts. So it hurts your soul.
It really does. It's like, you know what? There is nothing worse than, you know, that feeling like when you turn on your computer and then it just sits there.
Yep.
And it doesn't work and it just spins and spins. And you, I mean, you're a Mac guy, right?
Not really. No,
not really. OK, good. Well, then, you know what I'm talking about? It's like you don't even get a C prompt.
Yeah.
It just sits there and goes, oh, there's no no drive found. There's no anything found. You're pretty much hosed.
I had that happen yesterday. I'm running Windows Vista. It came on this machine.
Yeah.
Just black screen. But Vista has a really good recovery thing. And it turns out it was the beta copy of the new Second Life program was screwing up. And so it uninstalled it for me. And now I'm running again. But moving along, after terabytes are petabytes.
Yes.
This sounds like
that.
An angel just got its wings. I made another.
Just got his laid.
I just made a new sale on Amazon.
So it's a petabyte?
Petabyte, which sounds makes me feel uncomfortable. It does.
If you're really big, if you're a person that collects that type of hard drive, would that make you a pedophile?
Do you store pedophiles on a petabyte drive? Moving along.
Wow, this is the moving on section. Like, it's like we, you know, it's like walking down a really bad part of town, and you look down an alleyway, and you take two steps in, and you go. Moving on.
I don't like what I see.
Yeah, exactly. It's like anytime you see like a cockroach in a leather jacket flipping a coin on his thumb, it's like you go, nope, not going down that place.
I took the wrong pill.
Exactly. Petabyte.
Yeah, petabyte is 1,000 terabytes. 1,000 petabytes is an exabyte.
Ooh, an exabyte.
Exabyte. Then that sounds like something you'd put a cream on your skin for.
Well, it sounds like
I got exabyte again.
I was going to say it sounds like one of the monsters from a Clive Barker novel. Because in the Hellraiser series, the things that kind of cross over are called xenobites.
Oh, well, it sounds a lot like 1,000 exabytes is a zettabyte.
Yes, a zettabyte.
Zettabyte. Catherine
Zeta. There we go, once again.
You went down the same path I did.
I did. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't mind 1,000 zettabytes. That would be a yottabyte as opposed to a yodabyte.
Yes.
Seriously, yada. Yottabyte. Yes.
So if you had multiple, would that be a yada, yada, yottabyte?
I guess so. That would be 3 yottabytes.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like those snack-sized candies. It's just a yottabyte.
Oh, God, I hope we're not losing everybody.
I think we lost them at Yakalade, okay. To be honest with you. So it's all just right. Us now. So
it's okay. All right. Well, I'm still interested. I'll go 2 more. 1,000 yottabytes is a brontobyte, which sounds right, because we're getting dinosaur-sized now.
I was going to say, good heavens, that's like Fred Flintstone putting that on the side of his car and having it tip over.
Yeah, that's a lot of data. Crunch. That's so much data that my hard drives just fell over.
So it's a Bronto, B-R-O-N-T-O?
Yes, Brontobyte.
Brontobyte. And so, of course, and now the grand finale, ladies and gentlemen.
1,000 Brontobytes, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this.
Just Go for it.
I think it's a Geopbyte. G-E-O-P.
Spell that, please.
G-E-O-P-B-Y-T-E. There's a P and a B together. Geopbyte. I would think it's probably a silent P. Geobyte. Geopbyte? Hey.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either.
Oh. You're right in the middle of a Brontobyte.
I don't know where we left off. Ladies and gentlemen, we lost our call. We were talking about Geopbytes, and then probably Skype got just really bored and said, I've got these guys off.
Exactly. So we're wasting so much bandwidth right now.
Once again, I say we move on.
So what now? But so it's a Galapagos bite? What is it?
Geopbyte.
How do you spell that?
Okay.
No, I missed that whole segment. I feel really bad that.
Oh, you did. So
left you hanging. Yeah, all I heard was geop blop blop, and then it went dead.
That was gone. It was Geopbyte. Geopbyte.
A pet.
A P and a B together. It's rather odd.
It's very frightening.
So lady, there's your educational moment for today here on Zombie Beach. Thank you.
Well, you know, that's exciting. I mean, I'm sure that people want to know these things. I'm sure our readers, listeners, being very computer savvy,
and
either do this or are going to use this in their work week.
I think so. They're going to go and they're going to say to their boss, yeah, I'm running out of hard drive space.
I need a Brontobyte.
I need a Brontobyte hard drive, please.
Dude, that is awesome. You know what?
Because I need to back up Google.
I think we should go out and just squat on all those names, like Brontobyte.com.
I'm sure somebody already has, but should I check?
Well, you know what? Give it a go. Let's double check that, since that is our way.
Okay, let's see here. Brontobytes.com.
If it goes to a joke site for dinosaur meat sandwiches. Well,
someone's a European web hosting provider with a very pretty blonde girl sitting there with a laptop. Of course, clip art.
Yes.
Start here. Start looking for a website. Enter your domain. Okay, well, I'm going to enter a domain.
Try Brontobyte. This is really freaking out.
Say, hey, we own that.
Yeah, that's us. Would you like to buy it? Press 1 to purchase the site now.
Well, Brontobytes.org is available.
Oh.
1 year for only €7.99 euros.
That's like $15. That's not a deal. We could get that through GoDaddy for 99 cents.
Brontobytes.biz. I hate that .biz one.
The .biz is silly. .org is bad enough. It just sounds wrong. Sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings. .org.
.org. .orc.
.orc, exactly. Exactly. Yakalade.org.
So, moving right along.
speaking of geek gifts and such,
yeah,
you had to have seen the Star Wars Tauntaun sleeping bag.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not the most disturbing thing you've ever seen? I mean, and the fact that they have the interior lined in red felt.
Red guts.
It's like loyal listeners, if you've seen The Empire Strikes Back, you know what we're talking about when Luke
cuts open the Tauntaun. No, it wasn't Luke. It's Han does it to warm up his friend. Yeah, if I'm dying, I don't want you to cut open a cow and jam me in it. Just let me die.
I did. I lost you.
Oh, can you not?
Now you're back. Now you're back. Could you hear me at all?
Yeah, I did. Well, what was the last point?
Oh, we were talking about Han sticking Luke inside a Tauntaun.
Well, I was saying if I ever am about to die, don't cut open a cow and stick me in him.
Dude, that would actually be kind of. Now, if it was a yak.
Okay, a yak maybe, but not a cow.
No, certainly not. You don't. If you're going to get your accolades, do it correctly.
Oh, back to the yak.
Don't talk back.
Yakety yak.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay.
Well, good night, everybody.
I actually have show notes here, so I'm actually going through them one by one.
Okay.
And now I'm kind of wondering exactly how interesting they really are. But another thing, and I'll put the link out there, we were talking about the iPad.
Yes. And thank you, by the way, for putting Pee-wee Herman on the...
Was that not funny?
I thought it was great. I laughed. I thought it was hilarious. But I'm a Pee-wee Herman fan, too, so...
I forgot that the globe was so creepy.
Oh, yeah. Globy is really kind of disturbing.
Yes. It's right here. And he would be the one that to advertise perfectly for this product. You've got an iPad? Well, I've got your case right here. It's a maxi pad case for your iPad. And it looks, of course, exactly like...
No, it does not.
Giant...
But you sold another book.
Sold another book. It's my girlfriend saying, what time are you podcasting?
I believe that would be right now.
Right now. Where was I? Oh, it looks exactly like a big maxi pad with wings. And you slip your iPad into it and fold it up and it protects your iPad.
Now, are you going to get one?
It depends. I'm going to have to go to the Apple store, get my hands on it, and try typing something.
Yeah, I think, you know what? Part of me is like, why do I need one? Because honestly, I don't.
I don't have a laptop, so I do kind of need one.
Well, I don't have a laptop either. But it's like, this is where I always get into trouble because it's like, I want the latest and greatest because I am a gadget whore at heart. But yet at the same time, I'm a PC guy, like dyed in the wool. I love my PC.
That's why I'm thinking of this instead of an actual Macintosh. I can't for the life of me figure the Macintosh out. It's too simple or something.
Right.
It's just the way you do things on it are completely alien to me because I'm a born and bred DOS guy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I got to tell you this right now. I am having a love of.
Oh, I lost you. Hello. Hello.
Hear me now.
Oh, okay. Did you get a new headset or not?
No, I didn't get one. I need to get one. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's me dropping out and not you.
It could be. I don't know. Anyway, so I said something about being a DOS guy, and you said you're having a love affair with, what, Windows 7?
Windows 7.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
Windows 7. And you know what? If you have anybody who is a student, where you can use, they call it the big steal or something. I got a copy of a Windows 7 Professional for $35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I love this thing. It's like... Dude, the best part about it, you know how like when you install a fresh operating system, then you have to go in and load up your drivers for the USB ports, load up your drivers for the sound card, load up all your drivers? Dude, it freaked me out so much. I finished installing it. It loaded up all the drivers for me.
Awesome.
Like, I didn't have to do anything. I just turned the machine on and it was there and running.
See, that's sort of the way it should be. So the big appeal for me for the iPad is I want something that just works that I don't have to mess with,
right?
And I'm gone because I've been a tinker and a computer guy forever, and I'm finally tired of it. I'm sick of it. I just want it to work,
right?
Just work, please. Well,
I think Windows 7 could be your answer.
Well, I know, but what I like about the iPad is I'm already completely in love with the operating system, the way my iPhone works. And this is nothing but a big iPhone, iPod Touch.
Right.
It's not the full-blown Apple thing, the Macintosh operating system that I just can't figure out. I could if I wanted to, but I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to figure out another operating system again. And so they're saying, if I could type on it, if I could actually work on it, and then I could read on it, and it's going to be, it's and watch my movies on, it's going to be my TV, basically. My TV that I could do everything on. I'll have a phone, I'll have a TV, I'll have my computer. I don't have a real TV, don't want one. So it'll complete my little life, my little electronic life. But if I do try to type on it and it's a piece of junk and I can't type, then I'll pass.
Right.
So it's all going to come down to that.
So it's actually going to be a hands-on test.
Mm-hmm.
I think you honestly should take your phone with you and videotape the test and post it on our site.
I would do that, but it would be kind of hard because I'll be typing with two hands. I'm going to like hold the phone in my mouth. Well,
you, dude, get a strap and put it on your head.
There you go.
Kind of like a late night monkey cam or whatever that they had. You could do that, and it would work just fine. And
ook.
Which, by the way, did you? I don't know if you knew this or not. I believe it. It wasn't. I think it was this year. That it's the 40th anniversary of Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
Moving on. That's all I got.
I loved the Planet of the Apes, though.
I did too. I was not so keen on the remake with Marky Mark.
Remake didn't work for me.
No, it tried really hard to be exciting, cool.
I like Tim Burton, but that one didn't. It just didn't. It's like if Tim Burton tried to make a Godzilla film, I don't think it would work. It's not his genre.
No, see, he has to stick to dark fantasy.
Yeah.
Like Alice in Wonderland coming up.
Yeah.
And, very excited about that.
And one I haven't seen yet, but I've heard everybody I've talked to who's seen it has said it's wonderful is Nine.
Dude, I love Nine.
It's on my video rental list if I ever get around to it.
You need to get it. It's fabulous. It is absolutely fabulous. Very much kind of like a cross between Lord of the Rings and post-apocalyptic puppets.
Well, I heard it's kind of like a Muppets version of Terminator.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I would buy that. I wouldn't say Muppets, though. I mean, that's
Muppets to the Terminator.
Yeah,
Kermit the Frog's been sent back in time.
I'll be back. Somehow, yeah, I just can't see Kermit.
Is after me.
The Porkinator.
The Porkinator. You shoot her, and it's like this gleaming pig skeleton underneath, glowing red eyes.
Could you imagine?
I want you, Kirby!
Miss Piggy always gave me the freaking creeps anyway. She was just I can't even talk about it. It's like creeps me out. She's like my least favorite Muppet.
Mine too. I think my favorite is Animal.
Animal was awesome, and I also like Beaker.
Oh! Beep, 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 beep.
That's all he says. I like that. I like a monosyllabic Muppet.
As opposed to a monoslavic Muppet.
Yes. But foregoing the accolades.
That's a donkey.
They didn't know what that was.
I don't know, but it just came out.
It's time for milk and Wookiees. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Well, now, you know, by the way, FYI.
Okay.
Since our podcast before last, which was back before Thanksgiving.
The swine flu one, yeah.
Still not heard from Bruce Campbell.
Oh, well. He is busy. He's filming. They're doing really well on that that spy show, the Burn Notice.
Yeah.
So... Okay. He's a Hollywood guy at the moment.
I have tried to get him in on the deal, but, you know.
Well, you know, they work like 12, 14-hour days, 7 days a week on those shows while they're filming. And it's insane.
Yeah, but you still shouldn't forget the people that put you there.
Well,
not that we put him there, but, I mean, it's just like.
Well, people like us did. I mean, we're like his diehard fans, but.
We are. So, Bruce, if you are listening, which I'm going to say you're probably not because you're working 12 to 14 hour days.
Yeah.
But, dude, Facebook us, tweet us, do something. Come on the show.
Oh, if you look closely, remember you and I are both friends of his on Facebook, right?
Yes. So someone had to approve us.
Go look very closely at that. That's not really him.
It's not?
No, the name is spelt wrong. And if you go look in the profile, some of it's in Russian.
So, well, I saw that. I thought maybe that was a joke.
I was thinking maybe he's screwing with us, but the name is spelled wrong. So that's not him. It's a fan.
Or his disgruntled brother and take away all his fans or something.
Or maybe it's just Sam Raimi fucking around with everybody.
By the way, Sam Raimi.
Hey, he's welcome on the show too. I'd rather have Bruce, but I'll take Sam.
You know,
moving right along.
Yeah. Obviously, we're Jerry is, but I am not a literary giant. So I do not know the difference between formal and misformal and informal.
Informalized?
Infondled, or whatever it is.
Whoa, back off from that one.
No accolades or petabytes.
Yakabytes.
Yeah. Yak-a-sh. Hey, kids. Sun-kissed yak bites. It's a yak roll-up.
Made from only the finest yak nipples.
we take a yak and dry him out.
De-nippleize it.
De-nippleize. Which is okay, because they grow back. You just snip them off.
Fresh yak nipples. Get them while they're hot. How did we get on this?
I don't even know. Good Lord. That's what we get for doing it on a Sunday afternoon.
I guess so. Oh, let's see. Oh, okay. There's a couple of things when I was researching for things to talk about, I ran across on iTunes a video podcast called Cooking with Hookers.
Yeah, you had mentioned that. Now, what kind of hookers are they?
It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Where are these? Are they Ukrainian or?
No, we're talking red-blooded American Nevada ranch brothel hookers.
Ranch.
It didn't say the Mustang Ranch. I don't know which ranch it is, but she does give a phone number. And it's funny because she's fully dressed, although it's usually in a negligee or something. And she cooks something for you on the camera. And she is a hooker. And she is at the brothel. And she talks about stuff.
And she's cooking.
And then she jiggles her breasts and laughs. Because she knows that's all everybody wants to look at.
So is this...
And then she gives her phone number, and you can make an appointment with her.
To get cooking lessons?
Or whatever else you'd like to pay her for, I suppose.
Oh. Well, there you go. So do they do a competition? Is that like Silicone Chef? Or
that's a good idea. I don't know. I've only seen one episode in... And I haven't really gone back, but I thought that was interesting, especially since we have Ukrainian hookers who listen to us. So yes. Kiev. Well, isn't that in the Ukraine?
isn't that a dish?
What?
Chicken Kiev?
Yeah, it is.
So maybe it's not really Kiev hookers. Maybe we misunderheard what they said. It was Kiev cookers.
No, I went and looked at the pictures.
Oh, you didn't? There's no cooking involved.
There's no, well, there, it's not the kind of cooking that you do with a stove.
So to speak.
But I'm pumped.
Thank you. So, moving on.
Well, okay, here's something that's interesting. I was listening to a podcast called The Nerdist. They only have two podcasts out, two episodes, and they're already like one of the most popular ones out on iTunes right now. And it's because these guys are Hollywood insiders. I think they're, from what I understand, they're screenwriters. And they have a lot of Hollywood friends. And so I forgot who was the guest on the first one. He was apparently one of the actors from Reno 911. But on the second one, they had Drew Carey on. In fact, they recorded from Drew Carey's house. It was hilarious. And I'll let me steal a joke from this. Knock, knock. Did I lose you? I'm talking to air. Hello? 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 I heard you knocking. Maybe I should just go. No, I can't go ahead and tell the joke because it's an interactive joke.
I can hear you.
Oh, I heard you for a second. It's not pretty. I'm not good at jokes. Oh, I'll try it.
Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bill the incredibly annoying interrupting cow.
Bill the...
Moo! Moo!
Is that it?
That's it. I don't do it anywhere near as good as Drew Carey did, but it was great.
That's actually very funny.
That's one of his, I think you said it, one of his top 25 favorite jokes of all time.
That is actually very funny. I like that.
And then I heard, it's just by complete chance, I was on Second Life. By the way, Drew Carey is a huge Second Life head. Oh, he's got like 10 islands. And apparently the guys who do Nerdcast have been on Second Life with him, and they say his avatar looks exactly like Hunter S. Thompson. So,
well, that's a little surprise.
So I want to like run into him, but I was on Second Life, and I was testing out some software called Total Recorder so we can actually do podcasts from there. And so I was hanging out in this one like public area, and there was these kind of funny guys giving everybody a lot of shit. And one of them actually said, he said that joke. So apparently he's listening to the same podcasts I am. And then he came out with another one, and I'll play it after this. I'll actually risk getting in trouble by putting a recording up with someone who didn't give me permission to record. However, we're not, there is absolutely no way of identifying who it is. So I think we're safe.
Yeah.
An anonymous person in virtual reality, basically.
Exactly.
And I guess so. We'll wrap up with that since you're having technical difficulties.
Yeah. I apologize for using a faulty headphone. I will remedy that this week and we will.
No problem.
This week with new.
Then I lost you again. Oh, okay. There you go. Now, hopefully we'll have Vicky Death on the next episode. So, or at least a simulated Vicky Death.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I can hear you.
Okay. Now I'm back. All right. Well, let's sign off, Jerry, from Chino, California, and the faulty set of headphones. This is Dan Ledbetter.
And this is Jerry from Chicago.
And
thank you, everybody.
Yeah. With your bad selves.
Thank you for downloading and listening to us. And, do you have anything to plug right before? Skype is not our friend.
No, it's like it keeps dropping out.
Oh, I hear you a lot better this time, though.
Yeah, you trust me, this thing is like completely open, and I'm pressing a little down with my two fingers, and the little welds are like sticking into my hand, and I'm bleeding all over the thing.
Oh, I can hear it. It sounds horrible. And then I lost you again. Oh, anyway, I was going to ask you if there was anything you wanted to plug before we say goodbye to everyone. And I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, let's make this fast. Go visit the place where I work, dealnews.com, and Jerry will probably post a link to that.
Sure.
And go buy Jerry's book. Make him a millionaire so we can just sit at home and do these every single day.
Make me a $10-nair. $100-nair.
who wants to be a
hundredaire?
A penny-aire would be fun. A yak-an-aire.
Oh, that would be a lot.
Dude, that's a lot of yak.
I'm already a penny-aire. I've made some pennies.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So it's called what is it called? It's called time. No, it's called God, time, perception, and sexy androids.
Yeah.
I'll look for
copy today
On Amazon.com for your Kindle.
Yes, and leave us a comment. Let us know that you're listening.
Or Kindle device. And actually, it will be in print later this year. So.
Oh, it will be.
Yes, there will be a print edition.
I'm going to have to get autographed copies. I still do. Did I ever get a copy of Travels?
Oh, I don't know. Did you?
I'll have to look on my bookshelf. I don't think I did, but I wanted to get an autographed copy. I want to have every single copy that you produce autographed. So you're dead, I can sell it on eBay.
Oh, there you go. That's the only time they'll actually be worth anything. I've got some extras. I'll send you one.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
And everybody else out there, I don't have enough to send you all a copy, but
well, let's
you
do
can
this.
Buy it. You can buy it on Amazon still.
How about save one and let's do a contest like in the next few podcasts and they could win an autographed copy of your book.
I'm okay with that, but it makes me feel a little weird that I feel like I'm so popular that I want to, like, it'd be this big, huge prize to give away my book.
Well, it's better that than a box of Black Widows.
I think a lot of people would rather have the box of plastic Black Widows from...
You know what? I feel bad. I feel bad that I never followed up on calling Archie McPhee. And I just realized that, like, as we were saying, the box of Black Widow spiders.
Yeah, we got to get a hold of them. We got to get
stuff. We should, because prizes, people like prizes, and people like Archie McPhee, so people would naturally like Archie McPhee prizes.
I will get on that. I'll see if I can, because you could buy bulk Archie McPhee stuff.
Yeah, and a box of spiders, let me tell you.
Yeah, so if I buy it in bulk, I'll be able to, like, give it away, so I'm willing to do that.
Oh, dude, people will love you forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
I like love. And if you love us, leave us a comment so we know that you love us.
Please do. Because we apologized last time for being gone for so long, but we're not going to do it again. So leave us a damn comment. And Greg Stout, by the way, FYI, where the hell are you? Usually you comment every single time, and we haven't heard from you in so long.
He's left us for another podcast, I'm sure.
I think so. I'm gonna try to look him up on Facebook.
Oh, that'd be creepy. Leave him alone. Leave the poor guy alone.
I don't know. He's like our only interactive guest.
No, we have Z-Pat.
That is true. We do have
Z-Pat. He'll always follow us.
Yeah.
Because he has to.
He has no choice.
He has no choice.
Sadly,
we know where he lives.
Yeah, it's really actually kind of creepy in a...
And there he goes. Bye, everybody. .zom.com.
Have you heard the knock-knock joke, interrupting cow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, like, I tell that one, and then right after I go, okay, knock-knock, who's there? Interrupting starfish. And then people are like, oh, God, this is just going
to
be stupid again. But then I go, no, come on, go ahead and answer it. They go, interrupting starfish, and then I put my hand on their face. You're going to put your finger in their butt.
Yeah, sometimes.
In an intimate
do you do it
setting.
Gently, or do you, like, slap it on there?
No, I mean, I take a little, you know, I start, you know, slow and smooth, but then, you know, eventually in the heat of the moment, it gets a little crazy sometimes.
But you just leave it on their face and smile at them, right?
Yep. But, like, I find that for some reason people don't like it when you touch their faces, like, out of nowhere. It's weird. Computer? Although this one time I had a dude lick my palm while I was doing it, and then that was kind of like...
Hey, Dan, knock, knock.
Who's there?
9-11.
What?
9-11.
What's 9-11?
You're doing it wrong!
9-11 who?
You said you'd never forget!
Ha ha ha! What?
What?
I don't get it.
Computer, what's 9-11?
Happened then.
Explain that to me.
Bush, how old were you?
Is that like the place that's down the street from 7-Eleven?
Two houses down!
Music on this podcast is by Blue Wave Theory from their self-titled album Blue Wave Theory, and you can get that at magnatune.com.